The Federal Department of Community and Housing Development has financial assistance available in the form of grants and low-interest loans to homeowners who have failed septic systems, no indoor bathroom, or no potable water in their homes. I spoke with Kenneth Rogers, who is a rural housing specialist with the Southeast Rural Community Assistance Project, often referred to as SRCAP. Mr. Rogers administers the Indoor Plumbing and Rehabilitation Program, also known as the IPR program. I asked Mr. Rogers to give me an overview.
The IPR program, once you fit the requirements, then we can come in and do a lot more repairs and renovations to the home. So even though you may have a failed septic system or no indoor bathroom, we're going to come in and bring the whole house up to HUD quality standards. So we're going to come in, we're going to put in GFCIs, we're going to do aging in place, adding ramps, widening doorways. And in some cases, if the house is too far gone or too deteriorated, we'll actually build them a new house.
What are the eligibility requirements for a homeowner to qualify under the IPR program?
Financially, they have to be at or below 80% of the median income for the family based on the HUD income data. Of course, they have to own the home and have to have lived in the home for a year, and they have to have all the taxes paid, and they will have to have insurance.
What is the process for a homeowner to qualify?
Once we can get the homeowner involved, we would discuss with them, and they, of course, being that it's a government-funded program, we have to get all the application process taken care of. And in that application process, they'll, of course, fill out an application, provide us with documentation of the income and their expenses and all money coming into the home, the household makeup, the number of children, if there are any disabled, elderly. We'll have to get all that information from them. As part of the IPR program now, I will come out, or me or some of my other rural housing specialists will come out and inspect the entire home. And with that inspection, we'll fill out a HUD quality standard form, which the form that we use for every house, so that we're checking every house for the same thing. And we find out what deficiencies show up when we do that inspection form. And then we do our write-up to determine what we need to fix in the house, along with the bathroom and the well and the septic system, whatever needs to be done.
It's my understanding that the financial assistance provided under this program is a loan, but in most cases, it is a loan that doesn't have to be paid back. Can you explain that?
Yes, that is correct. Currently, the program has no payback. That was a decision that the Department of Housing and Community Development made a few years ago where if you qualify, there is a calculation that we do that's called an ability to pay. So that even though someone may be low to moderate income homeowner, we would still have to do what we call ability to pay. It may have a requirement that they might have to pay back something, but we've not had any instances like that so far. Whatever they will do, it will be based on their ability to pay if they should have to pay anything at all. And it's 120 scheduled payments, of course, and what would happen as they would make one of the scheduled payments, the balance would be forgiven each month.
Mr. Rogers also mentioned that a deed of trust is required if a loan is made, and he urges homeowners to not let them stop them from pursuing one of these forgivable loans. Residents in Pocahontas, Bath, and Highland counties have different organizations and points of contact based on their geographic locations. Full contact information can be found at the end of the transcript to this story on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. In part two of this story, we'll hear from Sam Sarmati, who administers a second program for homeowners who may not meet the eligibility requirements for the IPR program discussed in this story. This is Mickey Frank Thomas for Allegheny Mountain Radio.